going into. And, of course, nobody really knows. But what about the possibility of biological warfare? Will there be a reprisal on our boys over in Iraq? Will there be use of chemical warfare? Well, I don't really think so. You see, if they were to release some sort of a biological warfare attack over there, why, there would be the possibility of it spreading into the general population. And so, it would be totally illogical for Saddam Hussein to take a chance on contaminating his own people. Do you honestly think, are there anybody there who thinks that Saddam Hussein would attack the United States with smallpox when he has no vaccine to protect himself, his army, or his people? This would be totally illogical to consider doing that. So then why are we so worried about smallpox? Why do they want to vaccinate the American people against smallpox? And, well, I think we're going to have to ask a lot of questions on that. But right now we have with us Alex Jones. Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, it is always a privilege and an honor to be on your fine show.
Well, of course, we hear so many things, and we know so many people who enjoy your programs on a regular basis, and I wish I had time to listen to 5 or 6 hours a day, but of course, I have to do 5 hours of my own, so...
Oh, you're on a lot of the time that I'm on, and the key is for all those great listeners to spread the word about both our broadcasts. You were just mentioning the smallpox. Financial Times of London headline... just a few days ago, reported that top scientists say that in major press conferences that they've now had, here's the headline, scientists say bioterror threat exaggerated, politicians of the media have greatly exaggerated the likely consequences of any use of biological or chemical weapons for terrorism, scientists said on Wednesday. And then they say even the most feared weapons, such as smallpox and nerve agents, would cause far fewer casualties than most people imagine, according to experts at a press briefing in London. John Oxford, professor of virology at Queen Mary's Medical School, London, said smallpox virus is an old plotter, not a sure-footed, fast-moving virus like a flu or measles. But the government has said that if there is an outbreak, they will shut down every U.S. city, every English city. Mainstream news has said this, and that they will totally take the country over, and then riots will start within days. They're creating the crisis.
Oh, we'll be back here in just a moment with Alex Jones. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, I should say the Radio Liberty Radio Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking a beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, right now we have with us online Alex Jones, and of course, Alex, as you know, does 6 hours of talk radio every day, and he is, of course, commenting that many people think that they are exaggerating the threat of smallpox. But my point I keep trying to make, Alex, is the fact that it would be totally illogical for Saddam Hussein or anybody else to actually start a smallpox epidemic, because it would soon spread to their own country, and they don't have any vaccines to protect the people. The only people who have any vaccine protection for their population is here in the United States. So if there truly were a smallpox outbreak here in the United States, and that it was to spread to the Near East, and it was to spread to Africa and Asia, it would, if it does what the epidemics have done in the past, it could decimate those populations, but we would have protection.
Absolutely.
And isn't it a strange thing that we have protection against this, but nobody else in the world has adequate protection? The Russians may have a little vaccine. The Israelis may have a little vaccine, but we're the only ones who have enough vaccine for the whole population.
Well, you're absolutely right.
And I don't think anybody's considered the implication of that. If we do have an outbreak, and certainly Dick Cheney says we're going to have a biological attack, and Mueller, FBI director, says we're going to have a biological attack, what do they know that nobody else knows?
Well, Dr. Stan, we know that the globalists, not our government, but those that control our government, have been carrying out most of the terrorist attacks of the last 75, 80 years. To blame it on their political enemies, the U.S. government, Northwood's document plan, explains why the government likes to do this. And the mere fact that they say that they will shut down all cities, all roads, if there's one outbreak in the Western Hemisphere, shows that they want to create a crisis, and it's a pretext to get the troops on the streets to condition us to accept all of this, and this has been their plan, their stated plan, one outbreak, all cities locked down, within 4 to 10 days, they say total bedlam, will break out riots in the major big urban centers. And then we see the CIA scripting these reports, Al-Qaeda was making dirty bombs, going to hit us, New York Daily News, there's Iraqi terror cells in the U.S. creating this fear. And then I went back and dug the articles out from the New York Times last year where the Pentagon said we're going to plant fake stories in the press overseas and domestically. And then it came out in Capitol Hill Blue 2 weeks ago in ABC Nightly News that the White House was, quote, putting out fake terror alerts to create hysteria.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Alex Jones, and of course we're talking about the threat of biological attack right here in the United States. And of course Alex is suggesting, we know that the CIA and the military has actually planned on staging such things in the past to get a response. And certainly he was referring to Operation Northwood. And for our listeners who don't know what Operation Northwood is, Alex, could you explain to them this was truly a diabolical plan that was put forward by the CIA and the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff back in 1962 to get us into a war with Cuba? What did Operation Northwood actually involve? Because it's recently been declassified, and I think you have it up on your webpage, don't you?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan Monteith. And understand, for those that tune into your show or my show, because I listen to your show routinely a couple times a week, we don't do a conspiracy theory-type format show. We don't speculate. Northwood's plan was declassified in 2000, first broke April 24th, 2001, in the Baltimore Sun, with the headline, like, let me just get the actual news article. I had it out on another radio interview, and I'll just flip to it here for the listeners. And, no, that's Bush called the FBI off Bin Laden's trail in the Times of London. No, we're not talking about that one here. Just let me
let me
find it, because, oh, here it is. ABC News, U.S. military drafted plans to terrorize U.S. cities to provoke war. Here's another one. NSA sheds light on secrets, U.S. terror plan called Cuban invasion pretext, hijack jet airliners, bomb D.C., sink ships, blame it on foreign enemies. And then we have them admitting that they put out fake terror alerts. If, Dr. Stan, if I or yourself or someone else called in a bomb threat or called in fire in the theater, we'd get arrested, and we should. But the White House gets caught putting out fake terror alerts, and, oh, that's okay. That's just what they do.
Well, of course, that does get the people rallying behind the administration. But let me suggest for our listeners out there, James Bamford is a very well-known author. His book, Body of Secrets, is based upon information he got under the Freedom of Information Act from the National Security Agency, that super secret agency, far more secret than the CIA, and yet, of course, far more dangerous than the CIA as well, with far more money than the CIA. And in his book, he tells about Operation Northwood. You need to get that book and read it. If we carry that through Radio Liberty, and you can get it by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Now, you can also find that up on Alex's website.
Sure.
And why don't you give your address so that anybody who wants to get the complete text of Operation Northwood can get it.
Yes, we have 700 prior knowledge and government involvement in the terrorist attack, mainstream news articles and government documents with direct links to government websites like the Library of Congress. You can get the Northwoods plan at prisonplanet.com, my new website, with 700 articles, or Infowars.com. It's got about 300, and we update the sites daily. So Infowars.com or prisonplanet.com. And interestingly enough, Dr. Monteith, about 2 months ago, the Sunday Herald, the BBC, the London Telegraph, in the Times of London, we got all the articles there on prisonplanet.com in the archives. It's the MI6, MI5, British government terrorist op section. We have the articles where the British government got caught and then just calmly announced, and then it was just glazed over and ignored, like the big news stories are, that MI5, MI6, and British intel actually carried out most of the bombings in Northern Ireland and London over the last 23 years to blame it on the Catholics and the Protestants as a pretext to have a military force in Northern Ireland and for a police state crackdown in England. Now, they just calmly announced it, no speculation. The British government said, yeah, we blew buildings up. Yeah, we did it as a pretext for control, but also so the terrorists would trust us and have us in their midst. But it turns out they were the leaders of the IRA and the Protestants. It turns out that they were controlling it, that they were torturing and kneecapping to keep the war going, that they were blowing up churches and schools and bombing buses, calmly announcing the British government did it. Ladies and gentlemen, another smoking gun. Then it came out in the London Telegraph about 2 months ago as well. In a Italian court, their former spy chief admitted that the CIA carried out the bombings in the 70s and 80s in Italy to blame it on the left wing. And Oklahoma City was the same thing here in America, the globalists blowing things up to blame it on the right wing. Dr. Stan?
Well, I think that there's no question. We know, for instance, that when there were some apartment houses that were blown up in Moscow, and of course that was the Russians' justification for going to Chechnya.
The only Moscow police openly arrested members of FSB planning bombs, the Hexagon, in the fourth building. What did Putin do? Raided the police station.
All right. Of course, we know very well that as far as the Oklahoma City bombing, the FBI to this very day refuses to release the videos that were taken in front of the Murrah building. Why? Well, they say it's a national security. What does national security have to do with what happened in 1995 when somebody blew up the Murrah building? Well, wouldn't it be embarrassing if there really was an Iraqi or certainly some sort of a connection there that the people don't know about? And so why is the FBI today, to this very day, despite all the requests, still holding back on those videos? Because they would show, of course, that there actually were other people involved behind Timothy McVeigh.
And Dr. Monte, for somebody who's tuning in for the first time to your eloquent broadcast, and going, well, then wait, why is the doctor against this war if he's saying Iraqis were involved? Because here's the problem, and I have the L.A. Times, Washington Post articles from 93 on this before Oklahoma City on my website right now. In fact, I have them here in front of me, Dr. Monte, if I can read the headlines in a second. These Iraqis, we know this for a fact, from FBI, police, and others, grand jurors involved, and we've interviewed them also as Dr. Monteith. Right there, at that point, there were Iraqis trained here in the 80s when Saddam was the ally of the globalist, brought back in after the Gulf War by Bush and Clinton, resettled. They were there to be with McVeigh as the patsies outside to later link that to Iraq, and the government decided to go ahead and just go after the right wing, not the Islamics, at that time, because they hadn't set their police state up yet here and they weren't ready to move forward. 9-1-1 was about reactivating the plan because they'd set up their FEMA takeover systems. They'd set up this whole control grid, all the apparatus of Homeland Security. Now they just put the name Homeland Security on it when Bill Clinton used that term in 1993. And that's why it's so important now that we see these news stories about how Iraq's going to attack us any moment, any minute. Because I've been saying for years, before 9-1-1, I said they're going to use Bin Laden, their CIA asset, to attack New York or take the fall for New York, Bush crime partner, as a pretext to get the oil, the weapon sales, the domestic police state. But number one, set the precedent for imperial wars for the New World Order, aggressively attacking sovereign nations. Now they're saying Iraq's going to hit us when we hit them. That's the last thing Saddam would do. That would ensure nuclear retaliation. Washington Times headline today, Bush approves nuclear response. So they're setting this up. So the globalists blow stuff up here, blame it on Iraq, kill Saddam, and then have their police state crackdown. And then Bush can say to everybody who was against the war, see, you were wrong. I tried to protect you, but you didn't listen and give your rights up, so the Iraqis released smallpox. So we can see the setup, and now we see this BBC headline yesterday, Al-Qaeda was making dirty bomb, is going to get us. Then the New York Daily News yesterday report Iraqi spies in U.S., quote, stirring up anti-war demonstrations. See, now if you're against the war, you work for the Iraqis. That's just ridiculous. And then and people buy those lies. Listen to this. Pentagon propaganda plan is undemocratic, possibly illegal. The New York Times reported today, this is last year, February 19th, that the Pentagon's Office of Strategic Influence is developing plans to promote news items, possibly even false ones, to foreign media organizations, and then they admit in domestic organizations, in an effort to influence public sentiment and policy makers in both friendly and unfriendly countries. And then it says OSI was created shortly after September 11th to publicize the U.S. government's perspective. It's just like Bush with the Made in USA boxes in St. Louis last week when it was really made in China. It's all phony. It's a facade. Go ahead.
Why don't you tell those listeners about that? Bush, of course, he's giving a press conference, or you know, and he's sitting, he's there, the podium, and of course the and the microphone are there, and behind him are all these big boxes that says "Made in USA." You know, in other words, this whole idea of strengthen America, buy things bought in the USA. One of the reporters went up and looked at the boxes in there, and little tiny lettering was "Made in China." So it was a perception. You see, they're playing games with our minds. If they can control what we see, then we think we're seeing reality. But, of course, it isn't reality at all. It's the perception.
Well, it's you're right. And I use that simple example because everybody heard about it. But they need to understand what it means. And I've been on some conservative shows, and they go, you know, we're obviously real conservatives. They're not. And they say, well, you know, I'll tell you what. So Clinton lied. Bush has to. This is just how we win. Like, we're part of this system. And there's more. The Washington Post reported yesterday that that was a felony. They'd actually covered Made in China up with stickers, and that's illegal, and a federal felony. And they had stenciled "Big Made in USA," and the White House did it there as part of their photo op. They couldn't even find anything in a giant warehouse that said "Made in the USA" in it. And this is just an example for those out there to realize how it's an illusion, how they lie to you in simple things and in big things.
Well, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's symbolism of a substance. But at least part of the American people are accepting it. But, you know, Alex, due to your work and the work of other people, more and more Americans, I think, are beginning to challenge what they see on television and are looking for alternative sources of information.
But you're right. But that's why the globalists are racing to have more terrorist attacks. Every time there's a terrorist attack, we lose more liberty, they get more funding, and then we get even bigger terrorist attacks. So, and then we look at the evidence, it's the illegitimate private intelligence agencies for the New World Order carrying out the attacks. It's not just the motive, then we also have the evidence that they've done it. They need more terror. They need national ID cards. They need total control of the media, and that's why they're buying it all up. Because I'm seeing a renaissance, Dr. Monteith, right now. People are waking up from the left and right and coming together as constitutionalists. And when I do my show, I'm able to wake up liberals, conservatives, everybody, and there's not this phony left-right fighting that goes on. We are winning the war, okay, with God's help, and that's why the globalists are beginning to panic. They're losing control.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceful people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. This is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel that you need more energy, have you ever considered taking Be Alive Royal Jelly? Now, I've taken this for about 10 years on my own and along with my family. We've been very, very satisfied with it, and recently the Be Alive people approached us and asked if we'd like to have them sponsor us for a month. So we certainly agreed to that because we think it's a great product, and I think you will too. Let me suggest that you call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866. 833-7500. The product is sold with a money-back guarantee, so give them a call at 1-866-233-7500 and simply ask to learn more about Be Alive Royal Jelly. I think that you'll be very, very satisfied with this product.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi, and there's no better time to establish a biological response kit in your home. In an age when we hear about biological threats, more common are cases of E. coli in our food, cryptosporidium in our tap water, and staph germs, viruses, and molds in our air conditioning system. Why be a sitting duck and run to the doctor after you've got a problem? Why not take something to stay healthy, like Alamex, the all-new 100% pure allicin garlic extract? You won't find Alamex in stores, but you'll find it by calling 866-405-4000. Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. And guess what? It's odor-free. Call 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention one thing you really need to get is Dr. Blaylock's excellent new book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Now, I've known Dr. Blaylock for, probably over 20 years, and he's a practicing neurosurgeon who retired from neurosurgery, doing research now to get you the information you need to know. And his book goes into water fluoridation and, you know, the impact of water fluoridation, how it's being used for population control. It decreases sperm mobility. It decreases testosterone levels. We know that in areas where they fluoridate the water, why there are far fewer children. That's what it's all about. But of course, they don't want the American people to know. And of course, they don't want you to know what you should be doing to prepare in case there's a biological attack. And he has a whole chapter on preparation for a biological attack and alternative means of building up your immune system, which is the only protection you're going to have and what you should get right now. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And, of course, let me suggest you also consider getting our four-tape set, Life-Saving Secrets. Both are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Alex Jones. And Alex, as I like to say, is the only person that can put 6 hours a day in doing talk radio. But then, he's about half my age. He's less than half my age. He does a great job. And people all across the country are looking to him for information. And you really want to go to his website. That's Infowars.com. And look up his prior knowledge section. Now, there are all sorts of articles there and references to articles, and we pull them all down. And, you know, the fact that some of these people, some of the hijackers, were actually trained at Pensacola, the fact that Muhammad Atta had received money from the head of Pakistani intelligence just a few weeks before the attack, $100,000 from General Mohammed Ahmed. And, of course, he was in Washington, D.C. on September 11th, conferring with congressional leaders. This is the man who sent $100,000 via Germany to Muhammad Ali. You need to get these articles come out of the India Times, the Pakistani newspapers. The information's all in the foreign press and totally censored in the American press. And that's the real trouble, isn't it, Alex?
Well, it is. I've now made a second film about September 11th. I need to get you a copy of it. It's The Masters of Terror Exposed. It's 125 minutes long, and it's just as good, maybe even better, than The Road to Tyranny that sent shockwaves across the country. And people, when they get The Masters of Terror, are authorized and encouraged to make copies for non-profit, not-for-sale educational purposes. So I hope that everyone will go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and click on the store and order The Masters of Terror. And I mean, what you just mentioned, Doctor, is 1% of the evidence on 911 that the government did it. And again, not our legitimate government, this private government. They funded, trained, protected the hijackers, who I believe were just seen at the scene of the crime. They weren't even on board those aircraft. They demolitioned the buildings, including Building 7 that wasn't even hit by an aircraft that imploded in 3.2 seconds. That had the CIA in it, the Federal Trade Commission documents on Enron. The public officials, dozens of them, got told not to fly. It's all admitted. Your own Willie Brown right there in San Francisco, front page, San Francisco Chronicle. It goes on and on. Insider trading with the CIA, Bush mashing troops in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan a week before. 40-something thousand of them, having the launch orders the day before 9-1-1 to attack Afghanistan on his desk and admitting it, the Associated Press admitting that the CIA at 8:30 in the morning on September 11th at the Situation Center in Langley, Virginia, had the chief national security envoy from the National Security Council there, quote, running a drill of hijacked jetliners flying into buildings in D.C. and New York. Well, that's their cover story. I interviewed Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, who's suing the government for involvement, not prior knowledge. He has 400 of the victims' families signed on to his suit. He's interviewed over 100 high-level military officers. He was saying months before on my show and on other shows that he had evidence that they actually orchestrated these attacks and was going after him for their total prior knowledge. And then suddenly you see the AP articles, oh, it was just a drill to fly planes into buildings that morning. That way, when the story comes out, oh, that's just a drill, you conspiracy theorist. Think about how incredible this is. And that's about 3% of the evidence. We have 760-plus articles on PrisonPlanet.com in the prior knowledge section, hundreds on InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com is like Volume 1 and all the newest stuff. People say, well, they couldn't pull off something that big without getting caught. They have been caught. The question is, do you have the will to face the horror? Just like Nazi Germany and the concentration camps or Stalin. People didn't want to believe it. That's why people get conned by the con artists on the street, because they don't want to believe they're getting conned. They don't want to believe something bad's happening.
Alex, I want you to tell them how they can get your telephone number so they can call and order your videos, because Alex has had some great videos, and one of them, of course, will take you into the satanic ceremony that they're holding up the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, I snuck in there in 2000, and San Francisco Chronicle admits that they have the Bohemian Club in there, said, yes, Mr. Jones did sneak in and did get that footage.
Well, why don't you give your telephone number so people will know how to get to get these, because I know that you sell them, several of these together, and I recommend people get them.
They're $25 if you order just one, because they're all over 2 hours. A lot of money goes into making them. If you order three or more, they drop down to $20, and you can go to InfoWars.com or net or to order them, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And just please get them out to opinion makers in your area, because if we don't expose who's behind the terrorism, the government's going to keep using this paradigm.
Amen to that. And I think it's so vitally important that you get this information. You watch Alex's videos, and he has one, of course, on the coming police state, and actually the demonstrations that they were putting on up in the Oakland area, where they had trained people screaming, I'm an American citizen. You can't do this to me. And this is Dr. Stan coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Could you believe that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America? As we see falling SAT scores, it's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money. That'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-Based Education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hofker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment of the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Outcome-Based Education. Once you understand what they're doing to your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention one of the items we carry is called Phonopoly, and actually it's a game, it's a board game, it's five board games and two bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books to convince you that what's happening to our educational system is not accidental, that people working behind the scenes know exactly what they're doing. and they intend to dumb down our people. Why? Why? Because, of course, you never want to educate the slaves. They might want to revolt against the program. And, of course, this is what it's really all about. The ruling elite have been dumbing down our children. Now, Phonopoly will teach your children how to read phonetically, how to spell phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically. In 16 hours, you can begin to reprogram their brains and undo all the terrible damage that has been done to the minds of our children by the people who control our educational establishment. The average teacher is trapped in the public school system, and if they speak out, they're going to get in trouble. Call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for a Phonopoly set. And then, of course, we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and we feel that they're effective. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them, but I will tell you that many people who use the products do make medical claims, and they just say it's helped them with this or that. Or some of the claims I wouldn't even repeat them here. All I can do is tell you that we get calls all the time from people who've really been blessed by the product. Why it works, I can't tell you, but, well, if you'd like to try it, why, there's a soap and a moisturizing soap and a neutralizer, something you take by mouth every day, and certainly a lotion and a gel. If you'd like to get a introductory offer, you can get it at a discount. All five items, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, the product, Miracle 2 Soap Products. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest this afternoon is Alex Jones. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to talk to Alex, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Alex, if you go to his website at Infowars.com and you begin reading through these articles, and they're coming from the India papers, La Figueroa, which is a French, very well known a French paper in Europe.
BBC, Moscow Times, Times of Tokyo, government documents, executive orders. We went back and got articles out of archives from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Dallas Morning News, in 97 with Bush Jr. meeting with the Taliban in Sugar Land, Texas. I mean, it's just, you look at this total picture, it's amazing.
Well, for our listeners out there, if this sounds crazy to you, let me just point out something. Who is it who's financing North Korea? I mean, the wicked North Koreans. Why?
Our government's giving them the nuclear reactors, the supercomputers to China, everything.
And not only that, but we've been providing massive food aid, and it's not going to the starving people of North Korea. It's going to keep the army in going so they don't revolt and overthrow the wicked communist dictator. And then, of course, we give them massive amounts of fuel oil. And why do we do that? Why? Because the people are freezing. Do you really think that their dilapidated electronic grid is providing electricity to the people? I mean, actually, they don't even know how they're going to get the electricity from the new nuclear plant we're building to the people. This is going, of course, to keep the military and keep the dictator in power.
Problem, reaction, solution. Look at all the people Bush goes after. Manuel Noriega, his daddy's business partner, Bush Sr. went after him. Saddam Hussein, his daddy's business partner in BCCI and money laundering and drug dealing and chemical weapons sales. Alphonse D'Amato's own Republican Senate Report in 94, Sarin, VX, botulism, anthrax, sold by the Bush administration to Saddam Hussein. And if people are doubting me that our government brought these Iraqis in and that they're going to blow stuff up working for the CIA, here's the Washington Post, 08-25-93 by William Claiborne. This is in 93. Resettling Iraqi POWs in the U.S. criticized. Lawmakers urged Clinton to end potentially dangerous practice.
Now, I think for our listeners, they have to understand, after the Gulf War, we brought somewhere between 3,500 and 8,000 members of the Iraqi National Guard, the Republic Guard, the supporters of Saddam Hussein, not the soldiers, but the Republic Guard, and we resettled them in the America, and some of those are in terror cells today. Right now, let's go to Rodney calling from North Carolina. Hi, Rodney. How are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Question or comment?
Yes, sir. I had a question for Alex.
Right.
Alex, yes, on your site, sir, do you have a reference to an exercise called Dark Winter?
Yes, I actually covered that I covered that in July of 2001 when I launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorists and said they were going to attack New York and use Bin Laden to do it. And that was written by the CFR and Gary Hart and Warren Rudman. They talk about a biological attack in Oklahoma that spreads into Texas, national martial law, total crackdown, total shutdown. Then, about 2 weeks ago, on Hannity and Combs, we have the transcript of this from Fox News on Infowars.com. Just go to last week's archives. And Gary Hart, the guy that said we'll use this attack for a new world order. In fact, Dr. Stan, I can cue that up if you'd like.
All right, fine. You
we'll
go ahead and cue that up.
To get a new world order. He got up on Hannity and Combs and said Dallas, Cleveland, and Denver will be hit by smallpox, and all of you people that are telling us not to give up our rights, it'll be your fault. So they're going to use terrorism, and they're setting us up to pose as our saviors using this. And so that's Operation Dark Winter. And you notice they were setting up for all this before it happened.
Now,
go ahead, Rodney. I'm sorry.
This was basically a government study, and they were figuring what was going to happen. And that was with Dark Winter. And there was going to be an outbreak in Oklahoma. And then it was just going to spread all across the country. Now, for those of you who don't believe this is all planned ahead of time, we have the report. It's called a Phase 1 of the report of the National Committee on Security in the 21st Century, released in September of 1999 over the name of Gary Hart. We've got it all beautifully bound, and you can pull it down off the internet if you can find it up there. It is up there, but we've taken these and we've bound them because we want you to have ready access to. And here, this committee made up of 14 people. I think almost every one of them, maybe one wasn't from the CFR, but it was a CFR commission that was commissioned in 1998. And in 1999, they're talking about the terrorist attacks coming to America. Now, if they knew the terrorist attacks were coming to America, they put the report out in September of 1999. The FBI and the CIA had no idea there were going to be terrorist attacks.
And the same group pushes for open borders and everything else you can imagine. Look, it's problem, reaction, solution, but it's not just. And then Gary Hart brags, "Oh, look, see, I warned you. See how good I am." It's thoroughly disgusting, and this is the ruling class that is running America, and they're not free market. It's all command and control. Dr. Stan, I have several clips here. They take about 30 seconds.
All right, you go ahead. Is that the Gary Hart clip on the 14th of September?
It starts with Bush at the UN saying, don't engage in conspiracy theories considering the attacks of September 11th.
All right, you go ahead and play that.
And then the next one, you then hear Gary Hart, national TV, at the CFR. Now, 5 years ago, myself or Dr. Monteith talked about the CFR. We get emails and calls saying, I heard kooks talk about that. It doesn't exist. Now they're all over national television calling for a new world order. You'll hear Gary Hart call for a new world order, say we need to use these attacks. Here is the clip, ladies and gentlemen.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves. Away from the guilty. There is a chance the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
Now, let me just repeat what he said. There is a chance that the President of the United States can use this disaster to create what his father referred to only once, and that is a new world order. That was Gary Hart on the 14th of September talking to the people from the CFR in Washington, D.C.
And I have that clip in my film, The Road to Tyranny.
Right, and it's important to have. Anything else, Rodney, you want to say?
Yes, sir. There was also the fact that President, the father of George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, spoke to, I believe it was Congress, on September the 11th, 1991.
1990, I think.
Or was it 1990?
Right.
And yes, sir, that's right. And it was 11 years to the day right before the September 11th attack.
And, of course, he called for a new world order in that talk, didn't he?
Absolutely, sir. And I just want to commend Alex on his fine work. I have his videotape, Road to Tyranny. I've passed it out to several pastors, and there's actually some people in churches viewing those right now.
Well, I would tell you to please support Dr. Stan Monteith, and also get the Masters of Terror, my new film. It's very impressive, the latest info, and make copies of that as well. Here's that Gary Hart, just one more time, not the Bush clip. Here's Gary Hart, CFR, listen, saying we'll use this attack for New World Order. That's what we're saying. That's what the Northwoods plan says. The government says we will blow things up and take your rights away in the name of saving you. Here it is.
There is a chance the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a New World Order.
Okay, fine. Thanks so much, Rodney. And let's go to George calling from Toronto. Hi, George. We couldn't get to you the other day. Do you have a question or comment today?
Yes, thank you very much. Good evening, gentlemen. I have two questions.
Ask the first one, then we'll get to the second.
I would like to know why, you know, I'm a little confused. Why is it that the New York Times carries articles that Alex mentioned a year ago, et cetera, when we know they're controlled? I mean, are they setting us up?
Okay, let me cover that. The New York Times article you're talking about, according to the New York Times, quote, one of the military units assigned to carry out the policies of the Office of Strategic Influence is the U.S. Army Psychological Operations Command, or PSYOPs. The Times doesn't mention, however, that PSYOPs has been accused of operating domestically as recently as the Kosovo War. Now, understand, if you read Army Psychological Warfare manuals from 50 years ago, and I've read them, in fact, I've seen some I probably shouldn't have seen, and what they say is you have to give somebody some of the truth and then mix lies into it. So they'll come out and say, oh, some documents got released because people inside the government are upset, but they don't tell you that, that the government's lying to people in the news. Well, we're not part of it. We're exposing it. And then they said, okay, we're going to stop it. When they get caught, they're then forced to spin something. Bush was business partners with Bin Laden, but did you hear about the football game coming up? Okay, big deal. It's an accident. You know, they just glaze over it, and so this is the nature of propaganda. It's like rat poison. 98% of it's good, it's the 2% that kills you.
And I think that what they do is they give us so much information, we get so confused, we don't know what to believe.
Yeah, I would add, 5 years ago, you rarely saw the truth in the news. You saw a lot of spinning, a lot of lying, a lot of lying by omission. 5 years ago, something happened. They changed their tactic. It's now just flooded. Yeah, we're going to put microchips in you. Yeah, it's the Associated Press. We're bringing foreign troops in. Yeah, we're doing this. The British TV, they're eating babies on TV. You know, you're right, Doctor. It's an overload. And then they'll have these disinfo overnight, you know, UFO host who will talk about the New World Order, but mix it in with lizards and green men.
Oh, yeah,
then
yeah.
When a serious person hears it, it's discredited. Go ahead.
Your second question,
yes,
George.
With regards to comments made by Nelson Mandela that were made yesterday at the, Women's World Forum?
This is warmongering, murder, imperialism.
Your comments, I'll take it off the air. Thank you.
Well, it's simple. You know, they'll have a bunch of communists at the peace rally 3 weeks ago with Ramsey Clark waving North Korean flags. We're against this war. That gets massive endless coverage. But when conservatives have a rally or Ron Paul's against it, they ignore it. So they know that people don't like the left. The left is wrong on most issues like gun control and other things. So they'll focus on the ultra-left and then say, oh, are you with them? You know, it's like this new psychop story in the New York Daily News. Iraqis are controlling the peace demonstrations. Well, now if you're against the war, you're for the Iraqis, see? So this is the psychology, always a left-right paradigm to keep us in those tightly controlled groups. Dr. Stan, your comments.
Well, of course, they have a controlled opposition, George, and basically what this is, they've controlled the communists for years. They controlled the Communist Party in the United States. They funded Moscow. Now, if you find that difficult to believe, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the sources of reference. You need to get Professor Sutton's work, what he did when he was at the Hoover Institute.
Carol Quigley.
Right, and Carol Quigley. And he will tell you, you know what, if you read from page 945 to the end of the chapter, he will tell you that all these crazy right-wingers, they got the wrong thing. They think this is communism. This isn't communism at all. It's the Anglo-American establishment.
Let me read from page, page 8, I believe. This is from my book, Descent into Tyranny, reprinted of Tragedy and Hope, 1966, Bill Clinton's Mentor. Do I have time to read a couple paragraphs?
Go ahead.
Now, this is written by the big Georgetown New World Order guru that Bill Clinton thanked in his first State of the Union. There does exist and has existed for a generation an international network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, the network, which we may identify as the Round Table Groups, that's what our CFR came out of, has no aversion to cooperating with the communists or any other groups and frequently does so. I know of the operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 60s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or to most of its aims, and have for much of my life been close to it and to many of its instruments. I have objected both in the past and recently to a few of its policies, but in general, my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe this role in history is significant enough to be known. Professor Carol Quigley, in his book, Tragedy and Hope, 1966, which you have a limited supply of, I know, very hard to get. They try to buy them all up and destroy them. But, folks, this is the mindset. But 5 years ago, they followed Quigley's plan. It was suddenly, yeah, it's a new world order. Yeah, it's a world court. Yeah, we're going to take your guns. What are you going to do about it, Mac? Yeah, we're getting rid of the borders. Yeah, it's a Pan-American Union. Yeah, colored money's coming out this year. Yeah, we're going to put RFID tracking chips in all your clothes and tires and automobiles. Yeah, we're going to tax you to drive your cars. Yeah, we're bringing foreign troops in. And that's why I'm so frantic, is to warn people, because it's coming down, the final phase. We have got to speak out. We have got to fight.
And we are so fortunate to have a voice right now. Let's go to Dale calling from Aptos. Hi, Dale. How are you doing?
Hey, fantastic. And a quick comment about the planted Iraqis. And back in July or August of last year, I saw groups of people that looked to me like they would be Iraqis. But they traveled in groups of three within our town here, and these people looked so completely out of place. But you could tell they were there for a purpose, and they were walking around town in their groups for about a week.
They're CIA operatives, admitted CIA. They don't work for Saddam.
Right. They actually came into our computer store, and they were looking at the computers, and there's a pretty good group of us there over there that listen to and check out your information as well as Dr. Stan's. And so we saw these guys, and we're just taking a step back and just decided to watch them. And as soon as they were asking a couple things about the computers, and so I just, as quietly as I could, "So, where are you guys from?" And there's one guy stepped forward, immediately said, "We're just here to look at the computers. We don't want any information," and they walked out. And
you see, the important thing is that we talk about the Oklahoma City bombing. The people who have investigated it were able to identify John Doe 2 and 3 and 4.
Al-Husseini Hussein, who incidentally, and I have the Associated Press article, was working at the Boston Logan Airport in food catering. Go ahead.
But, of course, the thing was that they were part of these Saddam's Republican Guard that our government brought into this country.
Okay.
And, of course, they have to cover for that, because they can't let the American people know that there were bombs inside the building and that those Iraqis were part of the cover for this whole tragedy, and they let those people die in the Murrah building. They
right.
allowed them to die. They knew the attack was coming, and they left them there.
Right. Quick question for Alex Jones is, with all this information, it's very implicating. What can listeners do with that particular information? It's fairly obvious that you can't take it to Congress and get anything done.
Okay, fine. Let's get Alex to answer that. Alex?
Great. Very good.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. It's like Galileo. He got arrested for the last 7 years of his life for saying the world was round, but a few years later you were a kook to say it was flat. Same thing with slavery. In 1800, 80% of Americans thought that slavery was good. 20 years later, most thought it was bad. We know that we're right. We've got to get to the people, the opinion makers, the talk show hosts, the preachers in our area. We've got to have good, documented, non-conspiratorial speculation documents, but real things like my films and Dr. Monteith's book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is excellent. And we've got to get that to people and say, look, bad things are going to happen. The globalists have the motive. When it happens, you might want to wake up and get involved. You might as well get involved now. So it's a process. The New World Order is a process of evil. We're a process of decency and enlightenment and a renaissance. And I would challenge people to get The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, my two new films, and the book Descent into Tyranny. You're authorized to make copies of my films. Get them out. Get them on Access TV. Get them to all local talk show hosts. And just start getting involved, setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere.
God bless you. And thanks very much for calling. And we'll be right back here in just a moment. Eric, we're not going to get a chance to get to you because we're out of time. But thanks so much for calling.
The Anglo-American establishment that gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention some of the other items that we have here at Radio Liberty, which we hope that you'll want to get. One of them, of course, would be my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, this is the end result of literally 40 years of research and travel and going through the dusty files back at Georgetown University, Professor Quigley's papers, and going through Colonel House's papers at Yale University, going through the files in the basement of the Council on Foreign Relations and pulling out things that nobody else had ever gotten out before, and traveling to South Africa and Oxford and the great battlefields of Europe, standing on the beaches of Normandy where our boys stormed ashore that day and 200,000 men fell, going to Verdun where in that great battle 400,000 Frenchmen and 400,000 Germans fell. And of course, one of those Germans was Adolf Hitler. And of course, it framed the rest of his life. And you'll find in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, an understanding of the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. So you can get the book by itself for $12.95, or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which is the book, is a video and a audio tape by the same name. And let me suggest that you get them, and we want you to copy the video and the audio tape. Now, the Brotherhood of Darkness special is $29.95. And, of course, you have to pay for the shipping, but you're going to get a video, an audio tape, and the book. And I will tell you, and as I've told many other people, that if you read this book, your life will change forever. And I've put that claim out. I've never had anybody who's ever read the book who told me that they didn't look at the world as they had before. And even some of, in fact, I know an ambassador who read it this last weekend, and he told his wife, I think Stan's beginning to get to me. And he sort of laughed, but the book will have an impact on you. And I suggest that you give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest has been Alex Jones. Alex, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number out just one more time, and then give us your parting thought.
Sure. Well, again, if people can't afford my films, the longest one is The Road to Tyranny. It's 170 minutes and 144 on VHS, 170 on DVD. If they go to Infowars.com and go to the video clips section, they can download the film for free. And if they get the films, they can make copies. That's the point. Get the videos, make copies, but also support our ministries, because it's not cheap to do these shows. We don't have Rockefeller funding us. You want?
You don't.
No. The reason I respect you, Doctor, is because you don't talk about speculation. You're about the documents, and so am I. And so many people in our ilk, they would say, are conspiracy theorists, to use that term. We're talking about real documented facts, their own papers, their own statements, their own policies, their own legislation. This isn't a world you want your children to live in. This is a micromanaged world run by Satan. And I hope people will call toll-free to get my videos today at 1-888-253-3139. You won't be disappointed. 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net online. And Dr. Monteith, I need to get you back on my show. And just God bless you for your work. For anybody that thinks I'm a little frantic or talk too fast, people get excited about sports and yell and scream, and that's okay. I get excited about fighting the New World Order, defending my family, and I'm weird. No, we're winning the fight. People are waking up, thanks to people like you, Doctor, who've been fighting for 40 years.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye, and I hope you enjoyed Alex Jones. I always enjoy having him. Alex got a phenomenal amount of information, and you really want to go to his website, Infowars.com, a prior knowledge section. Well, this is the time we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're dependent dependent upon you out there in the listening audience to help us do what we do 5 hours every day. And, of course, our weekend program is heard on some 34 stations across America, but it's an expensive proposition, and quite frankly, we need your help to continue doing what we're doing, and we're planning on expanding, and we're hoping we can very, very soon. So if you believe that there's a problem and you'd like to become part of our team, our number, 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month, or as much as you can afford, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do now. You can just subscribe to the newsletter for $25 a year. And some people we know are short on funds. And some people, of course, bill their Visa card every month, and then they call and they say, look, I lost my job, or something's come up. We understand that. But we have a loyal group that help us, and we hope that you'd like to become part of that loyal group and join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation, or any nation conceived free under God, can long endure. And then, of course, we want you to know about our website at RadioLiberty.com. And if you're listening out across America, you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day. There are links to the American Freedom Network, to the Genesis Network, 3 hours of Radio Liberty every day in addition, plus many archive programs there. That's RadioLiberty.com, www.RadioLiberty.com. We invite you to pull down our newsletters and copy them. We invite you to pull down our archive programs and copy them. If you get our videos, and we have video specials, you can get any one of our five videos that we have produced for $69.95. They're ordinarily $19.95 each. But, of course, you get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like the video special, or the secret government special, or the assassination special, or the pagan agenda special, we have all sorts of specials we put together. One of my favorite is the Vietnam special. And then, of course, we have Gregory Douglas's excellent book, Regicide, written from the point of view of the CIA, and you'll see the documents put together by the Deputy Director of Covert Operations at the CIA. The book, Regicide, call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. And Dr. Monteith, until tomorrow at the same time when we'll be with you, may the Lord be with you.
What's the word?
I noticed you changed your kind of program.
Yeah, we changed the routine on it. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to start right at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And then if somebody calls and says we're go ahead, off WHRI, type it up on the screen and then come to the door and wave your arm, because sometimes I get so engrossed in what I'm doing, I don't look at the screen.